Baisel Shia tonight is being sponsored by the Silverstein family. Look over the yard site for a good friend, Meshi Yosef, or Meir Shalom, Shavu Lichti, Ganeid, Shemzom, Aliyah. Shkoyach to Rosh Yiva, going the extra mile, I should say extra miles, to come here to say the Shia for us.
I apologize, got extra Schar Halicha. I guess the Olim got Schar Hamtona. But that one limit schus I have is I usually ask Rav Mendel to make me 8:30. So at least it's a stadlus. I'm sorry.
The next year, Bezos Hashem, the machine has to come.
But I was quite a bit. I was over two hours on the road. Okay. We're going to try to get a lot in of some kvitas aderech in the sugya here of noidashib and grushib and chalutz. A very, very difficult sugya. So first, let's go through the simple pshat. Pshatov in the Gemara. Gemara Shaila L'Chayri is if a Kohen Gadol instead of Misi became Pasul. So do we view the Psul as a Mises Kohen? So right away, the Rishonim Shvitz on the Mises Kohen is not Stam Adin, it's the Mises Kohen is a Mechaper. So Mech Teset should be called a Misa, even the Psul. Forget the Baruch Hashem Cheloi and all the... So the Ritva puts in Tsar Koyen. Tsar of a Koyen. Which is also strange. I mean, the Ritva makes it even more Mechudishtik. The Torah is Exeris HaKosev, you need Misa's Koyen to be Mechapa. And the Ritva is saying episode of Tsar Koyen. The Koyen becomes a Tsar that he became Post. Whereas the Ritva is Bavorning that this is not a real Misa. Even if Api Aloche, the Kun is only possible Mikana Labo. Versteitzach, if the Kun is only possible Mafreya, so there's no Misa. It's Nigmar Dine Beloi Kayan God. And he hates Misham Loelo. Right? So that's a practical thing. Meaning, if we look at it like the Kayan God was possible Mafreya, so he never had a Kayan God. If we look at it like there was a Kayan God, and how he became possible, Mikana Labo. So it was Mace that didn't go in God. But Verzok that should be mighty, even, in other words, all the lumbus is going on the assumption that the Dine Kohen Gadol were Mace. A new Din called Mises Kohen Gadol. Mises Kohen Gadol is not Metame Boil. Everybody agrees. Whether you hold Butler Kohuna, right? Or you hold Mesa Kohuna, the Kohen Gadol is not Metame Boil now, right? You could still give him an aliyah. He could still say Eidus. He's a chai l'chol dom. He's not a mace. So the Ritva Stam Bavorms, who says that even if you're going to tell me the bittul kuhun is mikar labo, mech teisa. So I want you to know, there are rishonim who hold, namely the Ravya, Rabbeinu Yoel. People don't know. They don't know this. That ein echanami. They don't learn like the Ritva. Avadi, you need mises kohen gadol. And the Ritzach doesn't leave now. He leaves when this Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza dies. You understand what's happening here? What's happening according to the Ravya is Mesa Kuhuna Maintis, the Kohen was still a Kohen till now. Now it's Kuhuna Gedoyla died. And he didn't die yet. He'll die in a year, in two, three, whenever he dies. Yemolts. You could be mitzaref the fact that he was a Kohen Gadol. And he died. It's not pshat that the Verin Zachalein, the becoming Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza, makes him possible Kohen. Makes the Ritzach free. It's a tzigul, and it's interesant, the Rabbi holds like that for Dovah Pashat. Do you go out now? You don't go out now. How can you go out now? There's no means. That's why the Ritva adds the Nakuda, Tzar Kohen Gadol. The Ritva's trying to get around the kasha from the Rav Yoh, Kohen Gadol is still alive. Afilu Tintzalayim, his dinim stopped. So what is dinim stopped? What would be if a Kohen Gadol was Nasa an echtik apostle, an echtik Nasa balmum? Apostle l'chol adeis. Yeah? And zicher, it's only mikana labo. Balmum is not apostle l'mafreir. Balmum is only apostle mikana labo. Yeah? Kohen Gadol. Ritzach leaves? No. Nu, that's the Rabbi of Taina. What happens in such a case? Kohen Gadol becomes always Kohen Gadol. Yeah, he can't avoid anymore. It's possible to be a Kohen Gadol. And when does the Ritzach leave? When this Kohen Gadol, without the arm, Nebuch, when he does. Because this is the Kohen Gadol, Shohoyah B'Yomot. This is the Kohen Gadol that was in his days a Kohen Gadol. Right? You understand what I'm saying? That's the Ritzach that's... This is not focused on because everybody's busy with the Mesek and the Butler Kuna. Betrachtnish about the Ritzvah's Hora. That's Tama Hora on the whole Sugi. Where's the Mesa? Apilu Mesa, the Chloe Mesa. Mesa's Dime Kuna. Wasn't Mesa, the Kohen Gadol wasn't Mesa. Okay, we'll leave that on the side for now. Just a Hesoros. And it could be that many more Rishonim hold this way as well. Because it's interesting. This, everybody takes on of a Parshat. That if you hold Mesa Kuna, the Ritzvah leaves now. Okay, so now we have several sugis which I put into the Maamar Kremis for on this shaila of Meis Kuna Bat Lakuna. There's three main sugis in the Bavli, and there's a big sugi in the Rishon. All are very negeya how to learn. The emes is that the Ha'ara that I just made could be is a little bit of a metaris for some of the problems, but we know. That is, there's our sugya. There's the sugya in Kedusha Samachvov. Over there, where the Gemara talks about machlekes by a mikveh shenimdad v'nimtzo chasa. So over there, there's a machlekes if kol tahara shenimtzo olov l'mafreya at tomeim otar. Very difficult Gemara. Ma'ase b'megul shel asakim, the whole sugya over there. Amar Tafel Mikveh Zeh Becheska Sholim Uoim Nimisofek Ata Balachasa Ata Chserenu Misofek. Zogt Rav Tafel, Moshel Moad Avodem, Lohoi Meidu Makri Val Gabi Mizbeach V'noidu Shebein Grushu Bechalutz Asher V'dos Rekshay. Zogt Rav Bakiva Moshel Moad Avodem, V'noidu Shebein Grushu Bechalutz Asher V'dos Rekshay. That's the Shaka V'Tariya, the Bakiva and Tafel. Now, L'chore, that Shaka V'Tariya is Mamish nothing to do with our Sugya. What's Rav Tafel's Moshel? But Tartan says, if you have a mikveh, shenim na'adinim tzachasot. Now you have a shayla, do you make the mikveh tomei l'mafreya? To the last time you knew the mikveh was shalom. All the kalim that toiled in it, l'mafreya tomei, or only mikana labom. But Tartan says, l'mad of a doyma l'koyin ben gushu b'chalutza. What's the shaykhiz? Koyin ben gushu b'chalutza. Now you know that he was l'mafreya achol. And elomai, there's a new pasuk, baruch Hashem cheloi. That he's kosher avoider. By a mikveh, everybody agrees it's not like that. What would be if now you find out that the mikveh was always chosam? Avada it's tomei. So, make the din of pircha. Reb Tarfon is coming to be a raya from Ben Gush and Mechalutza. By Ben Gush and Mechalutza, we know for sure. What would be if two Aiden would come today and say, we measured the mikveh a week ago, and it was chosam? So what would be the halacha? Kol tahara shenas al gaba would be tomei. By Nase Koyim Ben Gush Mechalutze. It's not Nase Koyim Ben Gush Mechalutze. Two Edim now are made that he's a Ben Gush. Fartik. So what's the Shaila? Baruch Hashem Chela. By Mikveh there's no Zichah no Pasuk. Baruch Hashem Chisuroi. A Mikveh that's Chasar Zichah to. So what's the Tarfon's Dinyan Bechlam? Comes the Ramban, I put this off, I don't know if it's time to go through the Maamar Kremis. Mendy Zicha spends time just getting them. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Spends a lot of time getting them. If you have a Ramban here. But anyway. Huh? Okay. Huh? Yeah. So the Ramban comes in Kedushin. The Ramban says a Moira Dike Chiddush. The Ramban says that Baruch Hashem Cheloi is by a sofek ben grusha mechalutza. Erta meisen. Nimtza koin, sofek ben grusha mechalutza. As I zogt it. So in other words, he doesn't learn that taka the koin mamish became a ben grusha mechalutza. And that's what Tarfon's dimya. To mikfa shenimda the nimtza choso. Now we have a sofek, what it was last week. Zogt it. Teimu moshul of tafel mo adar odemen. For half of the shenayim should be used by chalutz. But that's like shira, to yirshirosa. So Ramban's kasha. The evil gabi mikveh moedish shulchos al vaday. I feel tapen moedish ataris tmeis. Fact the Ramban. So what's the dimyon? Answers the Ramban. The nirali shelo itira atoyra avedos lekishenim se vaday cholo. Ehar ta Ramban. Elo kishenim se sofer cholo. Mavul al arayim. The Ritva Bayos quotes this Ramban, the Aruch Lener does. He says, how could that be? Then our whole sugi doesn't make sense. That means you have to learn our sugi also. Nigmar dinoi, v'nase koyin godol, something b'ingul shemeralutin. So he said, Tzadik, he should go out. How could he go out? Now, the fee what I told you from Rabbeinu Yoel and the Rav Yoel, it won't be so schwer. Right?
Rashi here well, says,
on the side that it's Mesa Kuhuna,
yeah, so, Rashi says
so he doesn't go to Golos
right.
Because the Kohen Gadol died.
But he's alive. That's not what you said that it was.
So that's why I said it's a Machloikis Rishonim. According to the Rav Yoh, he goes to Golos and he waits in the Golos. Till the Kohen Gadol dies. Yeah. Oh. That's the Ritva also learns like Rashi. And that's why the good for yes on Ramban.
So Rashi says there is no gold, right?
Yes. Seems to be learning. Not like the Rav Yoh. Even though the Maril Diskin said a Chiddush. Maril Diskin held so poshut like the Rav Yoh. He wanted to say that when the sugi says Meso Kuhuna, it means Bitsir of the Kohen Gadol died. Avada the Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol didn't die, we're not going anywhere. Kohen Gadol died. The Shailos, now that the Kohen Gadol died, do we look at it like Meso Kuhuna? Or now that we know he's Megul Shabakalusa, do we look at it like Batla Kuhuna? In other words, Avada the Kohen Gadol died. If the Kohen Gadol didn't die, Hey Mala Daber. See, he holds even Rashi holds like that.
No! He says Kimeg, she doesn't say
that. Yeah,
Kimeg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I say he ties them. Anyway, Lamaise, the Ritva says Chlor, the Ritva is massive on the Ramban. He says that if the Ramban is right, that the Kohen here became a Sophic Ben Gushim Machalutzen, Savadin Ritzech doesn't go around. What's the tzad that the Ritzach goes on? Now again, if you learn, like the Rav Yoh that he goes out when he dies, then the Ritva does not have a kasha on the Ramban. You understand? He taka died later. The whole Ritva's kasha is that if the coin's only a something but Unshim Machalutz, I've had the coin go out of space. How could he even be a Shaila if the coin go out of space? Okay. So, the Ramban...
If there's a suffix whether he remains in Golos or not, why can't he go out? Because the Golos Adam can't do anything to him. It's a suffix. It's a suffix Hariba.
Because this the oil master understands. This is something that is a big confusion. Most people think that the guy the Ritzayah goes to the Remiklos. Because to protect himself from the Goel Adam. That's not true. The Ritzayach goes to the Ori Miklut because it's a chiv of the Reiser for him to go to the Ori Miklut. There could be no Goel Adam. He still has to go to Ori Miklut. And he still has to sit there like a little puppy till the Kohen Gadol dies. Even if there's no Goel Adam. And that chiv. It's a kapora. It's an oimish. It's a kapora. Had nothing to do. There's another halacha that the golus is koilet, protects him from the goyel adam. That's another halacha. The two don't have no shaykhs to each other. In fact, you could have somebody who's potter from golus. The Meiri says in the beginning of the perek, there's three dargas. There's a shoygeg regili. There's a shoygeg kor of oynes, and there's a shoygeg kor of lemezid. Both of them don't go to golus. Shoygeg kor of lemezid is potter from golus. Like we had at the beginning of the parak, and shoygi korav loymis doesn't go to golus. Zok to meiri, there's a tremendous chiluk in halacha. If he's a shoygi korav loymis, so he's potter from golus because it wasn't negligent enough. The goel adam is also to kill him. If he's a shaygi korev lemezit, he doesn't go to Ari Miklat. He's potter from Ari Miklat. The Goy Ladam could kill him. Because, so it's two separate halachas. Now, as far as he has a din, he has a din to go to the Ari Miklat because he has a din to go. Now, one second, let's just finish this. If the Goy, if the Ritzayah comes down and he tells us, I have a suffix, if I'm potter now from Golos, the answer to him would be, there's a chiv hu yonus, suffix the reisel chumre. Not suffix the reisel kula. We're not busy with the Goyal Adam. We'll decide the Goyal Adam later. Right now he has a shayli, he has a chiv de reisel to go to the Ari Miklat. So that's why the Ritvo, yes, on the Ramban, if it's a suffix, begushim mechalutzah, it's avadi, he's not potter from Golos. So we have to be miyashiv the Ramban. So I'll tell you, the Ramban himself, avishtikulates. Because I'll ask the Oilam Akash, I don't know if this was Moir you, in the beginning of the Besichte, but I'll ask you a Akasha from the beginning of the Besichte. The Ramban also with the Reis Lachum, it's with the Reis Lachum. The Ramban also with the Reis Lachum. Anyway, so Lamaise, from the beginning of the Besichte, the first Mishnah, Pengulshe Bechalutze. Ein Oim Im Yasuz of Pengulshe Bechalutze. Takta Volek Esabor. I have a Poshet of Pshat Kasha. Holophase, I could ask this Kasha. I'm not embarrassed, I ask it to an 8th grader. When they come to yeshiva to me, all the 8th grades learn Makis, most of the 8th grades in America learn Makis. And I ask this to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I'm not embarrassed, it's the same kasha. Ben Grusha Bechalutza. The Mishnah says, Ein oimrim yasas ben Grusha Bechalutza tach. Fregi chaycha posh l'shal. So Gemara has a whole shock of attire, why not? You know why not? Because you can't make somebody Ben Grusha Bechalutza. Begusha Bechalutz is not an oinish that I could give you. Begusha Bechalutz is not a mardin. It's a metzias. It's a metzias. If two Edim would come to a Kohen, not even in Bezin, out of Bezin, tell him you should know you're a cholo. He's not allowed to eat truma. He doesn't need Bezin to paskin. It's not even shayach a gemar din on that. It's not even in the parsha of a gemar din. What's a gemar din? He's a metzias. He's a chol. If two edim would testify that somebody's a goy, yeah. So maybe we should say yasas a goy tachtov. And there I got a good chap. There's no problem of loyvel el zare because akum shabal bas yisrael avlat kosher. So maybe you should say if two edim come and they may that somebody's a goy, we should say. Yasa ze goy tachtov. Ela meist doch nagishkeit. You can, a goy is a metzias. It's not shaykh to be made. It's not shaykh to make somebody. So I'm asking you, how do you make somebody a cholo? What would be the havamin? It's not even a meis of bezdin. Ein eidim nasum zoymim achi gomer hadin. Yeah? What's a gemar din on a cholo? He's a metzias of a cholo. Bezdin goes and says, we're being mechayiv you chalos.
Yeah, he has to be noyik din a cholo.
Thank you. And if he's a goy, he has to be noyik goy. Correct? What? He doesn't have to be knowing goy. It's also for him to be shoyvis. Now if he's shoyvis, he's chayv misa, right?
If he's
exactly. It's a metzias. Hazoma is only on a gemar din. That's why the ketzoi springs down. That if two edim come to you and they tell, and they may, that yenna's wine is yayin nesach. Right? Ein oimrim yasa yeno yayin nesach tachtov, right? Why not? The Ketzayis and the Sivis have a whole tumult about this. Why not? Because Yayin Esach is a Metzias. Does it have dinim? Of course it has dinim. If two Edim say it's Yayin Esach, of course it has dinim. But it's not dinim that's a psak din on it. It's dinim that on Iveya from the Metzias. Dinim that on Iveya from Metzias is not din of there's no din of Kashu Zomam. Kashu Zomam is only, it's not enough that there are dinim. It has to be dinim that on Iveya from the Metzias. You should know, Tois is over there on that base. I don't want to get lost because we have what to talk here. But Tois on that base, here's a kasha by Mitzri. Why don't we say by Mitzri Sheni? Over there we should make them a Mitzri Sheni Tachtav. Tois is busy with that. Tois may be loyvel or lishtoi. Rabbi Yossi Shiti, you have Kivega over there. Kivega says, what about the man who says we don't? He doesn't pass on his wife. Right? Why don't we make him a apostle Tachtav? Right? So Reb Chaim Brisk in his shiurim, in the stencil, he says, I don't understand, he says. He says, I have a pasuk to tell us the place is kasha. Reb Aaron wants to say, Reb Aaron Kotler Zatzal says that there's no such thing as a mitzvah shin. Meaning, it's not genetic cleansing. That the mitzvah rishon, he's a grob mitzvah, and then the next door, the genes get weaker, and then the third door is a door slishy of him. Dr. Baron, a mitzvah is a mitzvah. There's a halacha that the third generation is allowed to live a kol. You can't make somebody into a mitzvah sheni. You make him into a mitzvah, now there's three doors mitzvah. There's no such thing as a mitzvah sheni. That's Reb Aaron's terrace, the taste is kash. So Reb Chaim wants to say, kasha zonon could only give an oynish. You take the Einish Bezin that was on him, you put on him. Right? So that's all he could do. Can't do more than that. Zok to Chaim. Chaim says he has a kasha. How could you have by all yuchsim, mamzeris, there's dinim lahachmer and lahakul. Like I'm telling you. The goy, there's dinim lahachmer lahakul. That means if somebody's a mamzer, the chumri can't marry a Bas Yisrael, but he can marry a mamzeris. It's coolest. Dr. Chaim, Avadi, Alt Kasha Zomam, you can't give him the coolest. If two Adam are made, this guy's a mamza, and now that you're not saying him, you can't tell them, okay, go marry mamzeikos. Avadi not. Dr. Chaim, so it's not Shaykh Kasha Zomam. He's medayik from the Rambam. The fact that a Kohen is allowed to marry Anoshim Psulois, it's a direct cause out of the fact that he can't do Avodah. Because it says, Vikidashtoi. So Reb Chaim says, Psulei Kohuna are the only ones which are linked to Avoida. Either you do Avoida, you're kosher. If you do Avoida, you're not allowed to marry Psulis. If you're Pasul Avoida, you're allowed to marry Psulis. It's all totally different. So Reb Chaim, over there, if we Pasul him to do Avoida, he'll talk to be allowed to marry Psulis. That's what Reb Chaim says. That's why we only by Psulei Kohuna the Mishnah need to say, by other psulei yichus, it's not even a discussion, because we can't give you the coolest. If we can't give you the coolest, we can't just say you don't. We have to. Beis Reb Chaim is saying we have to give you all the dinim. We can't just. So the question is obvious. We can't make somebody into a chol. You turn the daf beis on the beis kufra kapora. If it's kufra kapora, so then there's no azama by kufra kapora kasha azama. Why is of trashi lehorak shayrim adam? So everybody schwitzes with it. That's every Hazama. Hazama, we have to transfer the Psag Din onto you. We can't transfer it if it's a kapor. Then the Ritva talks about it, the Ramban, the Chonanism. So what's Shaykh by Chalolim? So I'll tell you what I think the Pshat is on that Mishnah. And that could explain the Ramban from the Ritva's Kash. The Pshat that you could say over there is like this. There's a Mishnah in Yumeh and a Mishnah in Tomid that they used to give out the avoider. They used to give out the avoider based on a lottery. And the Mishnah says that they only did the lottery after they originally they had the running. Yeah. Then there was a sakana. So he switched it over to the Mishnah. So the Rishonim ask a question. The Rishonim ask, you're not allowed to run in the base on English. So it's a Ritza. How did they have the whole, it's not a carnival here? Are there people running? Well, what was it? Let's go. Rishonim, Tosfos Rishonim, and you may say, well, this is mamish a tzorech avoida. This is called a tzorech avoida. So Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's how I asked. He says, tzorech avoida. It was just a practical thing, how they gave out the avoida. They could decide whatever they want. This was a practical thing, how they gave the avoida out. What is this? Why is it called a tzorech avoida? It's like part of the avoida is hamikdash, you're allowed to run. What's the... So I was medayik from a Sifri. It's a Moiridik Sifri. The Sifri says, and this is Metarat Rambam. The Rambam says that if a Kohen does avoid the B'mishmar Chaveron, it's Chayiv Misa. He wrote a lease of the Rambam that if a Kohen gets up and it's not his Mishmar this week and he runs quickly based on Amida, he chaps an avoid. Shalib B'mishmarata. He wrote a lease of the Chayiv Misa. So he Chayiv Misa. What's a Chayiv Misa? He's a Kohen. He doesn't have manners. Up can meet this. He can put on the shidduch resume. Abel Amaisa. He's aggressive. He's this. When did he lose his kone? So Amaisa, the Sifri says in Parashas Korach, it says Avoidas Matona Eten Kunasa. Zok the Sifri Yochel Bar Vuvia. Tamud Loimar Avoidas Matona Eten Kunasa. That the Avoid is given to you by Matona. What does that mean? The Torah is saying we have to reward the Kohen the Avodah. We give, that means the fact that you're a Kohen, that's the step one to do Avodah. That's the threshold. Now, you have to be awarded the Avodah. How would they award the Avodah? Alidei Ritza. The Ritza was actually a way of being Mamane, the Kohen, to do Avodah. That's time in the Veltarayim. Meaning, a Kohen who doesn't get the Avodah given to him, he's a Zol. He doesn't get. He, in other words, the Kohen, just like a Kohen, ain't big day amaleim, ain't kunos amaleim, even though he's a Kohen. He's not allowed to do Avodah without his begodim. And if he does Avodah without his begodim, he's like a Zor. Zok the Sifri, a Kohen is now do Avodah without being Mimunah on the Avodah. It's an Avodah Smatona. If you want to know how far this goes, in Meseches Yuma don't state that any Kohen, if they're running together, whoever comes to the Dalet Amos first, is he wins. So the Kedushas Hayom and Yuma says, because just like we find in Bava Metzia, Dalet Amos Shalodim Koinis Loi, person has a king in his Dalet Amos, and it's Avodah Smatona at this Kunasim, he's Zoyche in the Avodah. So I want to say a Pasha to Gedank. When a guy is a chol, yeah, so now he loses the schus that we should be memana him for Avodah. So really he becomes like a Zohar. Vos frekte mit vo an der Ramban, he's only a sofek. He's not a sofek. Because once there's a din sofek, the reis a lechumra. So now, he can't be memuna to do avoida. Now, what do you tell me? Klapi shmaya could be, he has the right genes. Good. But now he no longer could be memuna to do avoida. So now it becomes a psul mitam vaday. Forgetting if you're a sofek, the reis a lechumra is midin vaday, that's a big vikuach. In the Rishonim, in the Achronim, if some of their eyes are the is a din vada. But forgetting that, here, the Kohen being a Kohen, so you could say that's Pshat in the first Mishnah. We're not changing your genes. We're not changing your genes. But now, you took away from that person the schus, that Bezin should be able to be Mamanim to do Avodah. Now Bezin will make a Psak din on you that you're not Roy to be Mamunim for Avodah. In other words, being a Kohen alone genetically is only the step one. Now you have a step two. That step two is Pasti Amaisa Bezin. On that step two. So therefore, the Ritva's Kasha on the Ramban, all I'm saying is it's answerable. The Ritva is asking that Chayr, according to the Ramban, it's only a... So Taka Rabdova Pavarsky wants to stamp say, it's enough. I'm telling you more than that. I'm telling you, besides the Sofik Dereis L'chumra, even if you learn Sofik Dereis L'chumra is a Din Sofik. Okay? What? Even if you learn Sofik Dereis a Din Sofik. But now, mi Din Sofik, there's a Din Dereis that you can't be Mamanim to Avoida. So he Mimele becomes Posel Avoida. He's Posel Avoida mitam Vadai now. Because since there's a Din Avoida, as Matone et en Kunastan. So the Sifri is saying, without Minui La Avoida, he's Posel. What?
Would that be transferable for the children?
It would be and wouldn't be, meaning it's up to you. That's what the Gemara says. The lips of the day. Just don't be Mamana him Lavoida. Zok the Gemara. Pein and Kashas Amalashas Veleko. Meaning, it would. The Gemara is saying in a Hanami. By the way, this answers that Kasha also. This answers that Kasha also. Because the Emek Sukkos asks, what do you mean lips of the day? You made him into a cholo. You could stop the genes all of a sudden. The Torah says, no. We never made the genes possible. We were just going to take away the schus minui. No, so now you could do just to him. What says in economy? But there's another pasuk. Being in law, kasha and law is like. Okay, we didn't really start the shir yet. So let's. I don't have time because I didn't do the shir yet.
No, but
this is not even part of the shir. Let's go into it. So the problem is like this. The problem is like this. The problem is like this. The pashas of the sugya. The difference between Mesekun and Botlakuna. The difference between Mesekun. By the way, I love the Rizcha de Reis, just so you know. This I love, Grant. So please don't. This is good. This I have this in Yeshiva all the time. So I feel at home. The Shaila of Mesekun and Botlakuna is Lechaira only works if you hold that now his din changed. Now the din changed. Now he became Ben Rishon Mechalutza. Now it didn't change. Now we could clear Mesekun and Bat Lakun. Okay. But if you hold that whatever this Pasuk of Baruch Hashem Chele is, it worked before, and it Vaita works. Meaning, what would be now, we found out he's a Ben Grisha Bechalutza, and now he goes right to the Avodah. They didn't know in the Beis HaMikdash, they made a mistake. He went, he did Avodah, he already knew that he's a Ben Grisha Bechalutza. He found out he's a Ben Grisha Bechalutza on Tuesday, the Wednesday, before the Beis HaMikdash found out, he went and he did Avodah in Beis HaMikdash. Is that Avodah Kasha? Passes from the reading of our Gemara? No. That's the whole Shaila, basically, about Lakuna. Kum the Rambam, and I brought this also in the Mar Makoimis. The Rambam comes, and he says that the Avoid is still kosher. If you look at the Rambam says the Avoid is still kosher. Even after we find out he went and did Avoid afterwards, the Avoid is like the kosher. He goes through the Cholo, and then he says there's a pasuk from Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Koyen shovad v'nivdak v'nimtza cholo. Tzok the Rambam, avoidosoi k'sheiro l'shora. His avoida is kosher, says the Rambam. Ve'enoi oived l'habo, obviously, you should stop doing avoida, says the Rambam, v'im ovad loichilel. And if he does avoida, loichilel. It's not mechul. Shenemar, Baruch Hashem cheilo yufoil yod of tilt. Unbelievable.
No English, no misabidishamayim.
You just tell what the Rambam says. We didn't do loichilu, mean avoida. He's not saying that he's allowed. No, he's not allowed to do avoida. No, do avoida. He'll get an English. The Rambam's not talking about English. The Rambam's talking about the avoida is kosher. The avoida is kosher. Yeah, the avoida is kosher. Fact. Yes, everybody, including the Gvoros Ari and Asugya, they looked up the Gvoros Ari. No. You have a Gvoros Ari?
It's good enough what they were admitted.
Okay. In fact, the Gvoros Ari, so what's going on in Asugya? What in the world is going on in Asugya? According to the Rambam, the same Heksha Avoid that you had before, you found that he's a Ben Grisha Bechalutza. The same Heksha Avoid that you have after. Nothing changed. The avoid he did before is kosher. The avoid that he does tomorrow is kosher. You're not going to let him do avoid, I understand. But if he went, he did avoid and nobody knew and they let him do it because they made a mistake. Not he made a mistake. He knew he's a cholo. The chvayt are kosher. Yeah. So what's going on? Now, the MS in Svore, the Rambam and the Chayzen gerecht. Because Baruch Hashem Cheloi, L'chayr is the pasuk is being machshir b'di'evah the avoid of a cholo, and that's the way Rashi teaches. Rashi says Baruch Hashem Cheloi that if he did avoid it doesn't become pasuk. The Torah was machshir avoid as cholo b'di'evah. Yeah, Rashi in Pesachim uses a lotion that b'shoyge, right? That b'shoyge is avoid is not pasuk. He says in Kiddushin he also uses such a lotion. Rashi says when it says that Baruch Hashem Cheloi, so Rashi that. That's all. He was a shoygeg. Mazed not. But the chulin shaboy is chalolin shaboy meratzah. Now Rashi in Pesachim also uses that lush. So although in Svar it's very geschmack that the Pasuk of Baruch Hashem Chelo is talking about the Psul Chalolos. Right? What changed? The Minchas Chinuch also was masbirt that way. What changed? He became a Chol. Now we know he's a Chol. What changed? Elamai the Torah was Machsha Avodah Chol. So now if he did Avodah Vayit, it should be kosher. The problem is that our Gemara doesn't begin to make any sense then. Because then nothing happened to him. As kosher as he is now, he always was. And I understand, but that's how kosher he was till now. Till now, he's also only kosher with the end. We just didn't know. He's as the point is like this: he's as kosher going forward as he was backwards.
Right.
In our walk, and nothing changed. Now I want you to know.
Seems the second hit, the part you said where they have to be the minute hit to do it is stronger than the
Exactly. But it's a plea. It's a plea. But that the Milchas Chinuch holds that this is a Dover Shem Mestavra, what the Rambam is saying. But he says a big Chiddush to Milchas Chinuch. He says it here in Tzadites. He also says it in Reish Tzadites. He says that he holds, according to the Rambam, this is Mamish Marav Esigur, that every Cholol is kosher. Meaning even a Chol that was known to be a Chol. Notice all the Sugis and Shas, Psochim, Kiddushin, and Bayos, is a Koyin Sheovad, the Noida should be Yerusha Becholot. He says, no. Even not even L'chatchila. It's always only B'di'evet. But even if we knew he was a Chol from the day he was born, V'yikorei Shmoi B'Yisrael Cholol Moshe. That was his name, Cholol Moshe. Cholol Moshe went into the Avoid. How did he avoid it? I don't know. Bezda made a mistake. Beis HaMikdash, they made a mistake. He did avoid it. Right? Zok the Minchas Chinuch, according to Shittes HaRambam. Just like it's kosher after Noida. So in Sfoga, what should be the difference? L'achar Shenoida, Koidim Shenoida. What's the difference if they knew from day one? What's the difference if they knew when he was 8 days old? Or they knew when he was Bar Mitzvah? The Rambam is saying that even afterwards, if he does avoid it, the evidence kosher. Like you said, provided that it was a mistake and they let him do it. They let him do it. The point is they let him do it. But that's not the issue. The issue is he knew he was a Bengal Shemachalus. The Zok the Rambam, still in all its caution. But I want you to know that this is Alman Meltzer, the Chatzadik Lefroch, in the safe heaven also. We have that here also. That you can. But you did a good job.
I did do it.
Whoever did it. The Rabbis is Alman Meltzer is Medayik in the heaven also. He's Medayik. That even according to the Rambam, there has to be a difference between before and after. Because look at it's fine tuning the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says like this: Koyin Shovah v'nivdak v'nimzuchah. Listen to this Lashon. Avodosoi k'sheiro l'shovah. K'sheiro l'shovah. Bashma it's mamish kosher. Going back to what we were talking about with the Rambam uses a different Lashon. He says avodosoi k'sheiro l'shovah. Listen to this Lashon. Ve'ein ha'yavid labo. Obviously, can't do avoid it for now. Zok there, v'im ovad loy chilel. Zok to Mrs. Alman. L'mafreya the avoid is kosher. Beautiful, kosher avoid. Nothing wrong with avoid. You have to see why. It's beautiful. Mikanu labo, it's loy chilel. Avad the avoid the past avoid is avoid the psula. It's avoid the psula. Whatever that means, but it's not mechalal. It's a different. And Rabbi Zalman makes a chiluk in halacha. He says, "What would be the halacha? You shech the kol." And this ben Gusha ben Chalutza that you didn't know was mekabel the dam. You hear the story? As he's being mekabel the dam, two edim come running in. They go, "That's a cholol moshe. What's he doing?" So the kabbal is kosher.
Yeah.
But the dam, there's still dam on nefesh in the neck to be makabel the shir azor. So now you can get a real kohen to do it. Does the real kohen have to be makabel the rest of the blood? Zok to Bissa Zalma in his fensach. If this is somebody that was loy noida, Zok to Rambam Abidosik Sheva. There's no need. Now you have Aaron HaKohen standing there. He's ready to makabel the blood. Aaron HaKohen. No means. It's a kosher kabbalah. Masha'enkin zokte Rabbi Zalman. But if this is one of these kohanim that we already knew he was ben Grusha, and he ran and he did it, it's only like Hillel. But if there's still dam nefesh, now the kohen kosher has to go. The kabbalah of blood. That's a chiluk he wants to give. Huh? There's no reach until zrika. There's no reach until zrika. That's the mile. If the zrika already, it's too late. The Kabbalah is only a machshul zrika. Zokte comes in every also. He says if it's only lechilal, so you still have to makabel the doctor. So that's, he's making it so strong. But his diak is definitely a strong diak. I'm not going to the psak halacha he's given. His diak in Rambam is a strong diak, and actually a very similar diak is made machaven to him. The Baruch Mordechai is rachi shlita. Chapter 4 Shleima needs it before him. In his shiurim. He actually is oimin on this. It's interesting, he doesn't bring down the Eben Ozer. He says, Pasuk HaRambam Beferek Vov Milchus Bias Mikdash Koyin Shev Nogu Nitzah Chol Avidos Ekshev L'Shova Dei Ne Oivet L'Habo ואם עוד עד לא יחיל אל, שנם הברוך השם חילת, אבל צורך אין זוכר ברוך מרתכה. מה דשינה הרמב״ם בלשוינה? The Rambam used a different lush. שבעובה לפני שנוי דשוכו, כוסף דוד עושה כשאלו. Right? ובעובד לאחר שנוי דה, רק כוסף שלו יחילה. ומשמע דוד עושה אין כשאלו, אך שלו יחילה לקוב. אז you should know that this is a big mevucha in Tosfos. Tosfos in Ksubis Daf Yud Beis, Tosfos talks about if you have a shvuya. You have a shayla if this woman is a shvuya, she's posel lukun or not. So the Gemara says, we're more makel by shvuya than eshes. See, famous Gemara, it's in a lot of places in Shas. Shvuya is Yisr Lav. It's also in Bava Basri, Yishnoichlam Kuflam Advov. B'shvuya Ikilu, it's only in Yisr Lav. It's not an Yisr Misa. So Tosfos asks Akasha, what do you mean it's not an Yisr Misa? If she's really a shvuya, if she's really psula lukun, and she has a kid, so the kid's a chol. Now the kid will do avodah on Shabbos. That's misa. So how could you? Why are you telling me that a shvuya is only shy of a law? That's Tosfos and Ksubis asks this question. Tosfos and Ksubis frekt. It's negeah. Negeah la misa. Frekt the Rashash. Frekt the Rashash on Tosfos. The Rashash over there in Ksubis. He said, I understand Tosfos. Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Baruch Hashem Cheloi is Afilu Chalolam Sheboi. So why are you telling me this Misa? Tosfos is assuming that if this kid is a Cholol, you have to be Makbid with the Shvuya like you would with Misa. Because it's Chachol. Right? That's Tosfos Kash. Right? Frek there, what do you mean? You have to be Makbid with the kid's a Chol. Even if the kid's a Cholol, if it doesn't Ksheva. So the Rashash uses this for a big chiddush of his. Rashash has a very big chiddush. The Rashash holds that the heter avoda on Shabbos has to be kimitzvos. That means it's not enough that the korban is kosher. It has to be that it was done kimitzvos. And meaning, whenever you say doiche, it's not enough to say it was kosher. It has to be kimitzvos. So the Rashash holds that if Yisrael would shech the korban on Shabbos, it's kosher shchitas Yisrael. He holds that a Yisrael is not allowed to shech the korban on Shabbos because the tchi is only for kohen oyv. So he says that's the Rashash's way to answer Tosfos kasha, that Tosfos is asking Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So the Rashash even with the Baruch Hashem Cheloi comes the afloh over there in Ksubis, and the afloh says that I don't hold that the Rashash's teretz answers Tosfos. He says, there's a good reason why Tosfos didn't give that teretz. He says, the reason why Tosfos didn't give that teretz is because Kohen Gadol would do avoid on Yom Kippur, that zikha would be misa. Baruch Hashem Chele can't help for that. Could only help for Kohen Chol. Right? As always up to our floor. Right? So the Tachroinim come, and the Orch Laner, others, they ask, well, what do you mean? Doesn't help. How could Afloh say such a thing? He said, Orch Laner says, Nela me'ene shel Afloh, the Gemara Marcus. The Gemara here says, Nasi Kohen Gadol, but Yerusha Mechalutza. Baruch Hashem Chele makes that the Mesa Kohuna. That means he was a Kohen Gadol till now. That means he was a kosher Kohen Gadol. The Afloh is saying that Baruch Hashem Chele only can make from a Cholol to a Kohen, but it can't make from a Kohen to a Kohen Gadol. Our suit is not like the Afloh. It's interesting that he uses that lotion. Nela me'ene Afloh. The sugi here by us. This is mamish. I mean, the Afloh is handling with our sugi. He's handling with Baruch Hashem Chela. He's trying to give this distinction. It would be a pellet to say, Nela me'ene Afloh, the sugi. That's what he says, because otherwise, how does it work? But this is a very big problem. According to the Rambam and those that, by the way, there are many Rishonim who seem to go with the Rambam. Rashi seems to go with the Rambam, at least in the other Masechtas, that it's a general heter for chol. Tosfos and Tainus Yud Zayin, the Gemara is a shaila balmum. If a balmum, where we learn balmum is possible, Tosfos makes you a chiyach from chol. He says, you see, a chol is ein yoichel, and still avidos ekshev. So Tosfos is muchach in Tainus that he holds like the Rambam that even the achar shenoyda that he's a chol still avidos ekshev. So this is really a tremendous plea if you hold it. Tosfos and Rambam and the other Rishonim who hold that even Mikano Labo, he's kosher. So then How? What's the tzad in the world to say? Well, there's a monoshech.
But it's more to a kind of avoider. It's only a kind for avoider. For everything else, it's no longer a kind. It could marry a grusha. It could be betam lemeisa.
We're talking about baruch Hashem chelo.
No, we're talking about the.
We're talking about baruch Hashem chelo. No, we're talking. With the Gemara saying that the, whatever the baruch Hashem chelo was. So I was till now. Mamonoshech. If you're calling that kahuna, whatever was till now, as Baruch Hashem Chelo, which is only Avoida. So, for that he's right there, a kohen. And if you're calling that not kahuna, so he never was a kohen. You can't have it both ways. Our Gemara is saying, something changed. You're saying, and you're 100% right, there's other things besides for Avoida. Nobody's arguing with that. Nobody's arguing with that. But Mamonoshech, our Gemara is saying that this din of Baruch Hashem Cheloi will make a din of Mesa Kuna. What's going on? Okay, we have to get the guy's going to get a coronary. Yeah. Now you can just lay it all out.
How do we have the office? How do we have the office now?
Huh?
How do we have the office now of Kain? Once they find out that he's a Ben Gurion Ben Chalutza. So the author is no longer kind.
Of course,
he is no longer the
kind. No question.
So that's what makes it cool. That's now he's not a
no. Kind, even if he, but the Haflo, are you trying to answer the Haflo's question? What are you trying to answer?
Which question?
The Haflo. The question was what we know. When we know, we won't let it go. Toysus's question was, why do we consider a Shvuya Isser Lav? You should call it Isser Misa because it has potential for the kid and Zachal to do Avodah based on English. Ask the Rashash, meaning we won't know and he'll do Avodah. If we know, we won't let him do Avodah. Right? We won't know and he'll do Avodah. Ask the Rashash, well, if we don't know and he'll do Avodah, there's a Baruch Hashem Chewa. Comes that floor and he says, Baruch Hashem Chewa will only retroactively be Machshir his Kahuna, but it won't retroactively be Machshir his Kahuna Gedolah. Ask the Aruch Lener, our sugya is not like that. Because our sugya is dealing with Kuhuna Gedolah, and our sugya is still saying Mesa Kuhuna. We're going from not knowing to knowing. That's where we're going. That's where our flow is going. So we're not talking about leaving the Kohen Gadol in office. We're talking about, is there a Shiloh of Misa by us permitting a Shvuya to this Kohen that maybe she'll have a son, and we won't know that he's a Cholol, and he'll do Avodah? That's Toysus' question. Comes to Rashash and he says, even if the kid will do Avodah, Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Comes to Haflah and he says, no, if he'll do Avodah without us knowing, and he's a Kohen Gadol, on that there's no Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Without us knowing. Ask Aruch Lener, if there's no Baruch Hashem Cheloi on Kuhuna Gedela, the whole Gemara makes no sense. So up there, Nela, Mei Haflah, and we're sukkah. So Rabbeisai, there are two different, there's three pesukim actually, but there's two significant pesukim to keep in mind, and they mamish enlighten our whole sugya. Mamish enlighten our whole sugya. Two important pesukim. There's a pasuk Baruch Hashem Chel. That's one pasuk. That's the pasuk that we're talking about in our sugya. If you noticed, for some reason at the end of the sugya, the Gemara woke up with that pasuk. What did the Gemara think at the beginning? The end of the sugya, the Gemara says, first thing Gemara wants to say, it's totally machlokes of Elazar and Bishu. The Gemara says, no! Ain't a chanami. According to Rabbi Elazar, Avad is baklakuna. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that's on Tabarach Hashem Chela. What the Gemara didn't know that to begin with? The Gemara knew there has to be some post. What the Gemara thought, there's a svara that we say that void is good till now. What the Gemara knew there was a. So what was the change of heart? So you should understand like this. And this is not just Aloch. Here's Aloch in many places in Shas. Sometimes, part of the din, the Yediyas HaOdom creates the halach. You understand? The knowledge that you have creates the halach. So the marshal, the case that I gave you, Safik Derais HaLachumra. What's the halacha? And there it's the opposite. What's the halacha? Later you find out the opposite of Argamara. Argamara, you thought the claim was kosher, you found that he's possible. Let me give you an opposite case. You thought something was usher, and now you found that it was mutter. This is also going to answer the whole sugya of Tarfon too. Agavorch. But what happens, here's my case. There was a piece of meat. Suffolk kosher, Suffolk trif. Not like the Rambam, but the Rabbon. According to all the other Rishonim, the Rash, but the Ram. Midrash, you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat now. Now you find out next week that it was kosher. And you ate it before you knew. You ate it when it was a suffer. Now you find, were you over in Nisan?
She needs a kapara.
It's about that you need a kapara. I'm too mad. Were you over? It was a suffer that I said, Lachom. It was awesome, he didn't suffer. Now you find out the next week that it wasn't us. I'll tell you what makes an afkamina. Halach, halach, alamai, samash. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, if you have a beya, if you have an egg from a Suffolk trefa, this shy lamamish has come up many times in the shlachtoises, because they separate the livers before they do, in a lot of shlachtoises, they separate the livers before they do full badikas hareya. Then the livers are already mixed in, there's all shy what to do. But you have an egg. You don't know if it's a trefa or not, Suffolk trefa. When are you going to find out? When you shech the mother, you'll find out if this egg is the chicken is a Suffolk trefa. You'll shech the mother, you'll be boiling, then you're going to... The chicken is showing some signs of a trefa. You won't know till you shech. I know how to have a briska chava. He doesn't eat eggs, except the chickens that they've walked. They used to have chickens, his family, and they would take the chickens for walks to make sure that it's not a trefa, a Suffolk trefa. Shulchan Aruch says that if you have an egg of a Suffolk trefa, listen to this, Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yeridaya that it's a dover sheyesh lematirim. You're not allowed to eat that egg, obviously. It's a Suffolk trefa. You can't eat it. But not only you can't eat it, if that egg gets mixed in 10,000 eggs, it's not bo. It's a dover sheyesh lematirim. Not bo. Yeah, the shech the mother, you'll find out. Anyway, that's the halach. Comes the prima gavi. And the Ginas brought him. And he says, I don't understand. This is not Yesh Lamatim. Either you'll shech the mother, you'll find out that it was always Osir. Then it's not Yesh Lamatim. What?
Then it's both.
Or you'll shech the mother later. You'll find out it was always Kosher. So what's the problem? It's a bomba. It's a bomba. Comes the Bisrols of Gusman Zechat Sadek Levroch. And his Kuntel says Shiurim at the end of Kiddush. He was a Talmud of Rav Shemeshkop. He said, Rav Shemeshkop, Mamish was over on this cash. And Rav Shemeshkop said, Chazin and Mehocha, you see from here an unbelievable thing. Safik the Reis of Lachum was a din. That means, when it was a Safik, it was Osir Midin, Safik the Reis of Lachum. When you find that it's Mutter, Mikanu Labo. Yesterday you ate a Safik Trefe, you were over to the Reis. So it's Yesh
Lamatirim.
It's a din drabbanon that's based on the status of the Reise, which means on the status. Doesn't matter, the Reise drabbanon. Dabish Yesh Lamatirim is even by Yisrael drabbanon. Umashal Muchzen. Bey of Muchzen. The Mishnah, the Gemara Paskins, and Bey of Davdan, but there's not Bachan. That's only us in the
Rabbanon. Okay, but with the Reise, you can eat this.
Of course! Oh, of course! That's no shayla. Shulchan Aruch was only dealing with the Rabbanan. Shulchan Aruch said, you're not going to eat it because it's like a dovro sheyesh lamatirim. In fact, if Shemishkab, what do you mean dovro sheyesh lamatirim? It's either you're going to find out that it was always asur, or you're going to find out that it was always mutter. Either way, it's not. It's definitely not yesh lamatirim. Talk of Shemishkab's name. The Yedias Adam creates the Heta. Now, by Kahuna, there's a whole different way to learn. One way to learn is Baruch Hashem Chelai. Baruch Hashem Chele, it's its own. But then there's a whole other way to learn. We have a Yerushalmi here also? Yeah. There's a whole different way to learn. The other way to learn is that there's a special din that the Psul Kahuna is totally in Yediyah. And until we know somebody is a Psul Kohen, he's Mamash a Kohen. Just like by Yisurim, there's a tzad to say, till you know it's mutter, it's not, it's also. Listen to a lashon of the Yerushalmi. Says the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings down here in Perek Ches and Ilchus Trumas on this Mishnah. The Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi goes, this is the Mishnah of Ben Grusha Mechalutza by Truma. So the Yerushalmi goes through, how do we know that a Kohen is allowed to go and that a Kohen who did Avodah while he was a Cholol is kosher. Says the Yerushalmi like this. Talk to Yerushalmi, there's one of three Pesukim. Zeyachah Migimu Mekroi Shabbatah. Uboso el HaKohen Ashiyah Bayonumayim. Listen to the Drosh. Says the Yerushalmi. V'chiyesh Kohen Achshav the ein koyin la'achas man. It says you should come to the koyin b'yom mohem. Zok the Yerushalmi is mashma. He's a koyin. Then he's going to become ois koyin. Zok the Yerushalmi, yeah. The eizer ze oim el gab mizbeach. The noida she beinglush bechalutza. Avodos ekshem. Kum tochois according to that rosh of Yanai. He's a koyin mamish. The Yerushalmi continues and says, "Al daiti the Rav Yanai, he's roya bin a goyim. It's not just avoida. He's roya bin a goyim. That means that he made a person tome, he made a person torah. He went to town. I'll give you a better case. Fascinating case. Pnei Moshe, Pidyon Aben, the Ber Yitzchok talks about Pidyon Aben. It's a tshuva in the Ber Yitzchok. I'll give you an unbelievable chiddush. What happens if?" When he didn't know he was a Ben Gush Bechalutz, he married a Yisraelis. He had a son. Now it's Noidash Ben Gush Bechalutz. Zok the Pnei Moshe married upon him, according to the Yerushalmi. That kid that he had before was Noidash Akosh Mekoyen. Uboso el Akoyen Ashiyah Beyom Mahain. The Chiyesh Lodom Koyen Shu Koyen Achsho Vene Koyen Lachazman. Yeah. Zok the Yerushalmi. The next Maloma says, no. Baruch Hashem Chelo Yufayel Yadav Tirtze. Zok to Yerushalmi, my nafkami beinayim, and the Yerushalmi goes through all the chilukim in Halacha. If it only relates to Avoyde, or relates to other dinim and shas. That means there's a new pasuk, Ubasa Lakoyen Hashir B'yomayim. It's Kuntachoyz. That, first of all, our Gemara spiegels. Our Gemara Mamish shines. The Havamin of the Gemara was, Ubasa Lakoyen Hashir B'yomayim. If that's the case, it's Meisa Kuhana. Zok to Yerushalmi name. Zok to Babli. Ha'hu mishum baruch Hashem cheloi. That pasuk. The Rambam holds that there's no steer in the psukim. The Rambam holds both psukim. Zok to Rambam. Masha ova till now. Kshelo. Ubosal ha'koyin ha'shir b'yom ha'mo'ayim. Umasha ova mikanu abo. Lo'y chilo of baruch Hashem cheloi. You got what I'm saying? That's the chiluk in Lashon Rambam. Mashov and Achshov. That's Taka Ubos Lakoyin Hashir B'yom Mohen. That's how Rambam uses Lashon Ksheva. Mashov Mikan Alabo Yidochloi Chiva. Okay, we'll stop here for now. You want a vehicle? Doyle wants a vehicle on the parsha.
Yeah, 100%. Doesn't go without.
Okay. Vav Zeh Koshul Koyin according to Rav Yanai.
Yeah.
According to the Ramyanis. So
I know the
followers of the law. What do you mean? It's a Xerus Akosu. We don't write the laws, we only follow them. Right, because he's a Cholo.
Only the Cholo, I want to.
Okay, I'll tell you a small guy on the parsha. Probably one of the most difficult elements in the parsha is to understand the shaykhis between Yankif and Esav with Yitzchok Avin. So Rivka is a heves as Yankif. Rivka loves Yankif. And Yankif and Yitzchok is Fayav Yitzchok as Esav. Pshutai Shal Mikra, Fayav Yitzchok as Esav, Kitzai Nifiv. Poshut. He was good to him. Listen, I heard from Rav Shach Zatzal an unbelievable thing. Rav Shach Zatzal was once giving a shtickle Torah Vatera on this week's parasha, and he made an unbelievable observation. The Medrash brings down that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was the biggest machabit of Bedoyre. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, one of the G'dayli Tanoim. And he said, I didn't even come to 1,000th of the kibbutz of Esav. Could you imagine? So his Talmidim couldn't understand. What did Esav, they saw the way he was. What did Esav do really? What did he do? So he told them, Esav Arosha, when he was Meshamish, his father, with Big Day Melucha. He wore royalty. When he cleaned the floors in front of his father, he wore royalty. It's covered his tat. Fani Amy came. When I'm cleaning the floors, I wear clean clothing. I wear clothing that I do wear for cleaning the floors. I don't wear that kind of clothing. Frecht Rav Shach, and he answers only a good Litvak could answer. Rav Shach frecht. So put on the clothing. Rav Shimon Amlil did everything for his father. Yeah. Talmidim said, what's the difference between you and Esav? He said, Esav, when he washed the floors, he also dressed in royalty. I don't, I wear my work clothing when I wash the floors. So do it. Learn from Esav. Yeah. So Shach said, only the way he could say it, he said, Gadich Sidim Zokman, I'm a Tonish Lano for Esav, you feel a good as But also Litvak, he didn't want to learn like that. So he gave a Litvish attendance. His Litvish attendance is, he said, Yaakov, that Yitzchak, that Rav Shimon Ali was Ish Emes. He didn't feel it. He didn't want to do something that was fake. When he was cleaning the floors, he didn't feel that it warranted to put on such clean clothing. If he would have done it, would have been fake. I found it after. He wasn't a fake. But it gives you a einung. Esav, no, I'm saying, that means Rav Shach is saying, Esav did feel it. That's what his point. No, when he said, those who say Esav against Taman or Esav, they think, you know, today everybody's big chacham, and they go, Yitzchak, he didn't know how to educate. This is false to say that about the others. Reb Beryl, and I was very happy when I heard this. Reb Beryl, the prize son of the Brisker Rav, the time that he got the biggest lash out from his father, he was a young man, and he told his father Avot on this week's parasha. He said, by Yitzchak, it says, by Yav Yitzchak, it says, and by Rivka, it says, V'Rivka Yehavis is Yankiv. Al Pi Diktuk, there's a difference in the Lashon. Vayav is the Lashon Ovan. Vayav Yitzchak, he loved him from before. By Yitzchak, it's Oyehavis. She's present. So he said that he told his father like this. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Kol Avashit Luya B'Dovo, Soifel is battle. Any love which is based on something, once the thing goes away, it's only temporary. The Kol Avashit Luya B'Dovo, Soifel is Kayim. So he said, Yaakov Avinu, Rivka loved who he was, Yankiv. It was no clear bedover. Wasn't Yankiv did her favor as Yankiv did. Memele Oyheves, it was ongoing. Mashenkin, Yitzchak was Kitzai Befiv. That's also the Livot. The Brisker Rav screamed at him, Beryl, Azoy had been begging the others. Think Yitzchak Avinu, what he loved him for the meat? That's what you talk about the others. He said, no, but Tata Zoy stayed in Posuk. I think again he repeated, Azoy let me take it to others. So I always tell people the same thing. People tell me Vertlach about how they know better than the others. He didn't send him to the right schools. He Machanach Yaakov and Esav the same way. So today people know parenting better than the others. But I mean, that doesn't work. I don't accept that. As a treating Yitzchak Avinu like he didn't know what he was doing. Avada Yitzchak knew what he was doing. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat that Yitzchak is being Makarev, Esav, Oyev, he loves him, and Esav is no tzatzko. He's no tzatzko. And he keeps it up, mamish, till the end. Till the end. The Brisker Rav is medayik, ki ach Esav liyankif, till mamish the brochas. After the brochas, Yitzchak said, okay, I give up. Baruch here, these two can't be, it's not there. But till then, but not only that, I asked Rav Yankif Kamenetsky's Latzal, why didn't Shomayim Megala to Yitzchak like they were Megala to Rivka? Rivka knew everything. She knew who Esav is. She's the one who told Yaakov to steal the brachas. Why didn't why wasn't Shemaya Megala to Yitzchak? Second of all, why didn't Rivka tell Yitzchak? So I'll tell you what Yaakov told me. Yaakov told me, just like the Gemara says in Tainus, that when Yochanan and Ilfa, the famous Gemara, they both decided to leave Yeshiva. They needed money. They didn't want it to be Efes Ki Lo Yeh B'Chayavyan. So they left Yeshiva. They left Yeshiva, they got a job. Today they will both be possible for Shiduchim. Right? They got a job. They went for lunch break. While they were eating, so Reb Yochanan heard the Malachi Yeshua saying, let's take a wall and throw it on them. So Ilfa, this is the Gemara. Ilfa turns to Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan turns to Ilfa. He says, Ilfa, has geheld? Did you hear anything? He said, no. He said, okay, called to him and he left. Reb Yochanan went back to Yeshiva. Is that a pasta cash on the Gemara? Imagine you're on the plane. The announcement, the captain speaking, we just found a bomb in the cargo. Everybody's asked to vacate the plane. The plane is going to explode in a couple of minutes. You turn to the guy, Yechavos, next to you. You heard the announcement? No. Okay, I'll be right back. Cold. If you look at the Gemara says, the fact that I heard it and he didn't, Shema Mino, that it was for me, not the message wasn't for him. The message wasn't for him. So Reb Yankiv Zatzal told me that Bedafke. Rivka didn't tell Yitzchok. Feist the Shemayim at Maskin. That Yitzchok should know. Shemayim wanted that Yitzchok should keep on the track.
That's
so I'll tell.
She didn't tell him. That's why she didn't tell him.
That's why she didn't tell him. Like the Gemara Tainus. The same. He made a tzushtel to the Gemara Tainus with Ilfa. She heard, he didn't hear. Means Shemayim didn't want. So I'm going to tell you like this. We just started by Mincha Parshas Vayetze. Very Shvera, Shvera Chazal. Beginning of the parasha, Yankovinu takes the stones. There was a miracle, all the stones became one. So Parshat, the Medrash that everybody reads in Rashi, all the stones were fighting, a lion, the Chzadikas Rashi. The stones became one. That's what everybody knows. So Chassidus Shevet, they said at Kotzke, when he came into, there was a base Medrash there where he first became Rav. There was a base Medrash. The Mizrach Mount was full of a bunch of what he thought people don't belong in the Mizrach. They had a little gelt. They wanted the Mizrach, but he felt they were a bunch of yukels. So he was mamish new there. One of these chever comes and walks in, sits down, and he plots as it falls down. He goes, ah, mamish, this is like, he says, this is mamish like Bayankev Avin. Bayankev Avin, all the stones that are lying in the Yichtzadik is they became one. He says, v'niyu kum darayin, all the holes in the bench, say, a lie in the Yichtzadik is tachto. And the Alam Mitzayrach given that he should go down. It means like a cute medrash, the rocks got together. The Medrash Rabba says there was a whole cheshbon. The Medrash Rabba says that Yankev Avinu wanted to see, is he going to have 12 shvatim? Is he the one to be maimed the 12 shvatim? So what he did was he took 12 stones and he put them. He said, Im Yisachtu, if they'll turn into one, I'm the one. Im Lavna. Frek the Veld. Ipcha Mistavla. He should have taken one stone. Now listen, if they turn into 12, is a Raya Petiti Kaimer. And if they stay one, so I'm not going to make you the base one. So more than Medrash. So I'll tell you what has been the Medrash. And what's more heard me this, when I was a kid, 12, 11, 12, 13, I went to Fabringens, not a Lubavitcher, and I wasn't from a Lubavitcher family. The reason why I went to Fabringens is I had a Rebbe in Cheda, Chassidish Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, Metarnish Gains to Fabringens. Tarnish Gain. I met him recently, he's an old man today. I said, I have tremendous akaras atoivti. Because whatever I learned when I was 11, 12, 13, I used to listen. I say over to my talmidim, sometimes some Torah I heard then. I say, it's in your school, so otherwise I would have been playing ball. It's not like I was sitting in base medrash at night then. So when I went to Weber, I had Lubavitcher kids in my class. I had Simcha Werner for months. He's a Lubavitcher. Hey, they used to happily take a Litvak to Fabringen. They felt like they'd be Makara for Chaykin. So, one Maisa, Lubavitcher Rebbe said from a Chaim Volozhin. Lubavitcher Rebbe had a certain, always used to talk about the relationship the old Hishver had, Chaim Moizer. He bemoaned that we can't have that today, this Achdus that they used to have. The Chassidim with the Litvak said Hishver and Hishver's father, they used to come to the meetings by Chaim Moizer. They used to sit by the meetings. So what happened to that? That's Lubavitcher Rebbe. Used to bemoan the fact that we did. I heard from my cousin, Menachem Porush Zatzal. You know, he used to be an Eretz Yisrael in the Knesset, Menachem Porush. He's a cousin of ours, from my mother's side. He's a cousin. See, he told me he once went for the shlichus. Imagine this. This could never happen today. He went a shlichus from the Brisker Rav to Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, to the old Lubavitcher Rebbe. What was the shlichus? The Israeli government was trying to implement secular education into the yeshivas at that point. And the Chadorim wanted to keep it pure, or at least the little bit that they did, they wanted to have control over it. And the Shahal, he was the one, he was the minister of education. He was a totally secular person. But he stammed from Lubavitch. So the Brisker Rav called him Menachem Porush. He said, you go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe and tell him what's going on here, and he should be Mashpion, Minister Shahal, on the education issue. So Menachem Porush told me, he almost fainted. When the Brisker Rav looked at him, said, I have a shlichus for you to Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was like, what? He says, but I wasn't as surprised as the Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Lubavitcher Rebbe was. So when I came to him, I said, I have a shlichus and a Brisker Rav. He said, from who? Brisker Rav. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote a couple of notes to Minister Shachal that if you're going to not do this, your grandparent, your parents and grandparents and great-parents are Gehenna, they're rolling in their graves, and they'll be makabel you with lapidim shel ish. They're going to burn you in the next world. And he backed off, this guy. But anyway, this is So the Baal Shem Tov spoke about the Achdus. See, he said Lomachach Zogan Amaisa that he heard when he was in Valozhin. He heard from his Shver that happened by. If you want to know the Avos Yisrael of Reb Chaim Valozhin, Reb Chaim Valozhin, unbelievable. He said that they had a meeting. They used to have meetings all the time. Reb Chaim Valozhin was the Gadol Ador. The Gadol Ador, all the Gedolim were Machriyot Reb Chaim Valozhin. He was the Gadol Ador. He's the one who made the Chazon Ish to Chazon Ish. He crowned the Chazon Ish to Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim Valozhin was the Gadol Ador. They used to have meetings by him. There was a wealthy fellow from Kovna who used to make the Ma'arge. He was the one, like the Balabas, that would make the meetings. So he said by one of the meetings, he was already an older man. Reb Chaim Valozhin was already older. And he came over to me after the meeting. Reb Chaim Valozhin was shvach. And he's sitting there busy with the klal. He says, Rav, I want you to do me a favor. I'm going back to Kovna. Vilna was a more impoverished. Kovna was bustling area where there was a lot of gashmis, much more compared to Vilna, much more gashmis. He said, what can I get the Rav for you personally? It's always Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. I want a personal thing, I want to do something for the Rav. So Chaim Meis is thinking, he says, yeah, something you could get for me. What can you get for me? He's so happy, he'll be able to do something for Chaim Meis. Chaim Meis is like this, he says, we have a Misharis in the house. We have a woman. He says, she's a very large woman. Not just she was heavy, she was very big, she was tall. Everything about her was large. This woman was looking to be a ozeret to clean, to help in the house. Nobody wanted to hire her because she ate so much that it was yotze schorei b'efsek. So they didn't want to hire her. My Rebbetzin has had people like that. Every now and then we have a cleaning lady where my wife will say, I like her, but I can't feed her. It's my Mshay Lam Saif. It's like, Moshe said, I'll tell you, Bokri Shachet Lam. So B'chaim Moise's Rebbetzin told him there's this lady that she waits every day to be hired to. B'chaim Moise hired her, B'dafka. So she was the cleaning lady by B'chaim Moise. She was so large that she couldn't fit into regular shoes. Everything about it was large. Her feet were very big. So in Vilna, they couldn't find a proper shoe for her. He said, do me a favor. You go to Kovna. There's a big shoemaker over there in Kovna. Pick up a shoe for our cleaning. Thus to give B'chaim Moise. So Baba Treba said, that was the personal favor for B'chaim Moise. Get me a shoe for cleaning. So, the emes, the achdus is the yisoid of Klal Yisrael. If you look at the Yud Beis Shvatim, the Yud Beis Shvatim, Chazal say, was supposed to be by Adam. Zeh Sefer told us Adam's up to Medrash Rabbah, Yud Beis Shvatim, ho yud tzrichim, lo tzeis mi Adam Arishim. Belom lo yatsu, mipnei shahara kayin es hevel. There was machloikis in the family, finished. If there's machloikis, it's over. You can't have Yud Beis Shvatim. Azay shteit medrash rabbe. Zeh Sefer told us all that. Then the Rebbeinu Shem wanted to make it from Noach. Chom gozal meyechov. Chom stole. He even stole Big Day Nimrod, by the way. Those begotten from Nimrod, he stole. There was a gneve on those begotten. Noach gave it to his son Shem. And Chom stole it from Shem, those begotten. That's why Rivka had a right to give it. All shy with it. But anyway, those begotten. Then he wanted to make Yud Beis Shvatim from Avraham. But the Yishmael fought with Yitzchak. And then Yitzchak. Yeah. That's why Vayisroitz and Zuhabonim Bekirba says the Medrash Rabba. Why did Rivka use the Lashon Lomazeh? Lomazeh, there's not going to have Zeh. Zeh is Big Ma'at for Yud Beis. She said, if there's a fight, I can't have the Yud Beis Shvatim. That's Pshat and Yankiv Avinu. When Yankiv went to find out if he could make Yud Beis Shvatim, he knew there's a potential of 12, but a potential for Achdus he had to see. He wasn't looking, is there a potential for 12? Potential for 12 was already by Adam Arishon was, and then by Noach, and then by Avram. So Yankiv wasn't looking, is there potential for 12? That was already here from Bris Olam. He was looking, is there potential for Achdus? When he saw that the 12 were able to, and that's why, until the brothers were Ma'achid, after the Mechiras Yosef, and the brothers got back together. In fact, Rav Shamsher Mefal Hirsch says that's the pshat when we say in the Birchas Koyanim, Kishem, Shenosatus, Yosef, Lachain, Lachazan. If you thought about this at that time in the Birchas Koyanim, people already want to go home. Lachain, Lachazan, Lachazan, I was mispol. One of my Balabatim asked me a kasha. I said, I'm not mispol from the kasha. I'm mispol that at that time of the davening, you think about a kasha. At that time, people usually think about getting out of here. His kasha was, why do we say in Brichas Kohen we daven we should have chen v'chesed v'rachamim, like when his father was malbish Yosef k'sein his pasim vayikano boyachov vayikano. So if Shamshon Fol Hirsch brings down a medrash, the medrash says that after the brothers made up with Yosef in Mitzrayim, the brothers put on the k'sein his pasim onto Yosef. They themselves, they were makabel his and Mamela, they were masakin. They were able to be. So when Yankov saw that the stones came together, he knew he could have the good bishvat. Mamela, it's moving. That Yitzchok Avinu calls man, he felt a chayach to make a shutfis between Yankov and Esav. Let Esav be the zvulun, let Esav be the ishsada. He, because he knew the yud bishvatim is totally an achtus. So till mamish the end. And you could say noch weiter. You could say Yankov was only able to do it because Avram tried and Yitzchak tried and then Yankov was mashal. It wasn't pshat. Avram failed. Avram did was Avram tried. Vayera Dover Ben Avram. Avram didn't like the idea that Yishmael has to be. Yitzchak mamish tried till the end and then Yankov was mashal. The main of this parasha is not pshat. It's Yitzchak's failure. Hadera. It's Yitzchak's ishtadlus to be miyachet, the mishpacha, because that's the only way for you to be shvatim to be able to come out. Okay.